Welcome to the Runtime Wire Daily Recap for August 24th, 2026. I'm Brandon, and Annie is here with me at the desk.
Good to be here, Brandon. We have six stories, led by a major early showing for the anonymous Ox Alpha model, plus new moves in agents, funding, products, and security.
We'll also look at OpenAI's Codex fallback tier and a new report tracking open-source supply chain attacks. Let's get into the rundown. On today's show, 1. OpenAI tests Luna Reserve as a fallback tier for Codex. 2. Ox Alpha processes 26 trillion tokens through OpenCode in 4 days. 3. Noose Research outlines its case for an agent control plane users own. 4. General Intuition reportedly discusses a $6 billion valuation. 5. OpenClaw builds a highly specific Spotify playlist from user-controlled context. 6. Step Security counts 56 supply chain attacks in its alerting universe. Annie starts us off with Luna Reserve.
OpenAI is testing a fallback tier for Codex called Luna Reserve. The undocumented feature uses the internal identifier GPT-Reserve, has its own usage allowance, and can temporarily replace a subscriber's selected model while preserving the settings needed to switch back. Images reviewed by Runtime Wire show it appearing in user accounts. In one example, a Plus account had 51% of its regular weekly allowance left, while GPT-Reserve showed 100% on a separate reset schedule. The user said the unfamiliar allowance had appeared that day.
OpenCode says users processed 26 trillion tokens through the anonymous Ox Alpha model during its first 4 days, making the free preview one of the largest trials on the coding agent. 3 million completed sessions, according to OpenCode's dashboard. OpenCode introduced Ox Alpha on August 20th with multimodal inputs, a 1 million token context window, near unlimited usage, and zero data retention through its root. The open source repository had also passed 200,000 GitHub stars.
Noose Research is restating its strategy for Hermes Agent. The lasting part of an AI agent should be a harness controlled by its operator, even as models and providers change. The company was founded in 2023 by Jeffrey Quesnel, Karan Malhotra, Ryan Technium, and Shivani Mitra, with roots in open models, synthetic data, and distributed systems. Noose released Hermes Agent in February 2026. The company's argument is that users should own the control layer while the underlying models remain interchangeable.
General Intuition is reportedly negotiating another financing at a $6 billion pre-money valuation, according to TechCrunch. The talks include Valor Equity Partners, Point72 Ventures, and 776 as new investors, with Khosla Ventures and General Catalyst also participating. The financing is still being finalized, and a source close to the deal described it as oversubscribed. The proposed investment amount was not reported. Runtime Wire reported in June that General Intuition's disclosed funding had reached $454 million.
A demonstration of OpenClaw's personal agent thesis turned a narrowly described mood into a Spotify playlist built from artists already in one user's listening universe. Drew Ambrogi said the result reflected the control he had over the context supplied to the workflow. He connected OpenClaw to Spotify through Spogo, an open-source command line tool that can inspect listening data, search Spotify, and create or modify playlists. It is one person's account, with no comparison to Spotify's recommendations, but it shows an agent combining explicit instructions with account history inside an existing service.
Step Security's first annual threat report counts 56 malicious open-source supply chain compromises over the preceding 12 months. The company makes clear that this is not a census of every attack worldwide. All 56 incidents generated alerts for Step Security customers, so the total reflects what its threat intelligence operation caught. The report's value is the consistent set of cases it tracked and how those findings informed product expansion. CEO Varun Sharma previously spent nearly 15 years at Microsoft and led Azure's Green Team before co-founding Step Security with Ashish Kermi. That's today's Runtime Wire Daily Recap. Find the full stories at runtimewire.com and like and subscribe for the next edition. For Annie, I'm Brandon. Thanks for watching.